they're back, the Friends, at 8:11. No one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you broke, your love life's the away. Time to check in with Dean Richards. Have you watched the reunion yet, Dean?
Yes, I have.
You know, it's interesting. Let me get it here.
I did not wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning when it officially dropped on HBO.
A lot of people did, though.
A lot of people did, so much so that they were reporting, people online were reporting that they were having connection issues with HBO Max, but it's really not widespread, so I don't know if that was isolated or it's been resolved. But when you are a famous movie critic such as I am, they will send you these things in advance so you can collect your thoughts.
Nice. Well,
know, and things like that. So
Roper said cast members reminiscing is fun, but HBO Max reunion could have dug deeper. The unscripted and uneven but still satisfying, warm-hearted reunion was special. And then in the Trib, Nina Metz writing, the reunion is a glorified talk show appearance with some added reminiscing on the old set. The editing flits all over the place, and I suspect that's because there's so little substance to this endeavor. What did you think?
I disagree with both of those things. I'm not trying to remake the special, you know, or say how I would redo the special. I simply viewed what I saw and really enjoyed it. To call it a glorified talk show, it says you don't even know what goes into a talk show. If anything, it's a documentary. It's not a talk show where they are talking with James Corden at times during the show, but the show is so much more than that. To say that the editing is choppy on it, I don't see that. I honestly I don't. I disagree with a lot of those things. Here's what I think it is: it's an hour and 45 minutes of a really, really fun, warm, nostalgic visit with friends that you grew up with. I mean, that's basically what this whole thing is about. It was fun to see them together. It was fun to see them back on their stage, where they're in the sound stage, where they, did the show for 10 years of their lives, where they grew up, where we grew up with them. It was fun to see their reactions to, you know, being back in this place again. It was fun to see their reactions to each other. This is really the first time since the show ended that they have all been in the same place at the same time. And what was overwhelming to me is how much the affection that they have for each other. You know, to say that it didn't go deep, I don't know how much more deep do you want it to go. I mean, it's been well documented that Matthew Perry has had issues with substance abuse and that he's had health issues. Is that what you want in a reunion show? I don't think so either. I don't think that that's what you want in the show. That you don't want to talk about Jennifer Aniston's marriages and, you know, all the tabloid junk.
No, not really.
I don't want to see that in there. I want to see them talking about the show. I want to see what I got, which was behind-the-scenes stories of the making of the show, what it was like.
Yeah, that's what you need.
When they went from, say, David Schwimmer, for example, going from an actor with the Looking Glass Theater Company, he didn't even want to really do the show. They sort of had to talk him into.
Well, $3 million part of it for the reunion appearance, right?
That's not, that wasn't a bad incentive for, you know, to be part of this as well. Interestingly, if you watch it all the way through the credits, you'll see that all six of them are the executive producers of the show. So, I mean, in addition to agreeing to the money, they were the ones who decided what the content was going to be. So I didn't need a deep dive into the dirt of their personal lives. It was very interesting to see how they all got chosen for this, how their lives changed when it became the most popular television show on the planet. I think one of the best moments in the show, sorry that the two critics didn't mention this part, was they did a montage talking to people from literally from all around the world, talking about how Friends meant something to them, what it meant to them when they were growing up, and every part of the world, the planet, watching Friends. I found that to be incredibly interesting. There are some behind-the-scenes stories, some making-of stories, that things that I had never heard before.
That's what you really want, the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah, the making of some of their most famous episodes, where mm-hmm. they were talking about what was going on in their heads when this was going on. I found the whole thing to be just incredibly entertaining and warm. Tell you the one thing that I could have done without. It wasn't a show killer in any way, but they did have some superstar celebrity cameos that if you cut these celebrity cameos out of the special, you wouldn't even miss them. They almost didn't even mm-hmm. need to be there. They obviously were just trying to put in some big superstar names.
Right.
People have been asking, so what's the scoop on, this, or what's the scoop on that? I'm not giving any spoilers away in any of my... in talking about this, if you want to know the dirt, I mean, it's all over the internet. If you want to find it, unfortunately, it's there to spoil the viewing for people who do want to watch this fresh and not know, a lot of the dirt going in. It's there, but my take on this is it's going to make you smile. It's going to make you feel very nostalgic. At times, it's going to bring a little tear to your eye. Because it's so sweet and so warm, I'm highly recommending it. It's on HBO Max, which is $14.99 a month. HBO Max doesn't do free trial periods or test periods or anything like that. So if you don't already have HBO Max, it's going to cost you at least $14.99 to sign up for a month to watch this.
Many cable systems have it, though, free, don't they?
Well, they have HBO.
I know I have like an HBO Max icon. I got it on my system.
Okay.
Yeah, and it sounds like if you watch Friends every Thursday night, you're going to like this show.
Must watching. If you are a fan of this show, it's definitely must viewing.
Does Corden host it?
He does. I would say probably about half the show is done in front of the famous, iconic water fountain that was part of the opening of the show. They set up the couch, the famous couch from the mm-hmm. coffee shop and all that. They set that up right in front of the fountain with a big audience. This was all done during the pandemic. So, everybody is socially distanced. But so Corden is there asking some questions, but it's not like watching the James Corden show where he's, mm-hmm. The whole thing is an interview of them. It's them. A lot of it is them on the set, just reminiscing. A lot of it is old clips of, famous episodes. Part of one of the other things that I really loved, they would talk about famous scenes of the show. And they would show you, a part of the scene from the actual show. And then you would see the six cast members sitting around a table doing a script read, recreating those scenes and reminiscing what was going on while they were doing the scenes. And it would cut back and forth. So I think the editing actually was quite good on the show. I don't know what anybody's talking about, the cutting back and forth, and it was like whatever the other people said, who felt like they should be the producers of the show.
Well, maybe they gave you a special version to watch.
Maybe they did.
We'll get to a new honor for Chadwick Boseman and a Sex and the City reboot with Dean Richards Entertainment Report, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. As Dean would say, that old car is worth money. Visit victoryautorecords.com for an instant quote. Victory will tow no matter what condition your car is in. Victory buys vehicles every day, including nights and weekends, and you will get cash on the spot. Go to victoryautorecords.com for more information, or save money by fixing up your car with used parts. Go to victoryautorecords.com to search their inventory. victoryautorecords.com. That's victoryautorecords.com. It is 8:24, and
like your Victory Auto Records interpretation. That old DJ is worth listening to.
Thank you, Dean. So Sex and the City is coming back, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we've been telling you about how they are definitely going to be doing a reboot of the show with Sarah Jessica Parker and Cynthia Nixon and Kristen Davis all back in their original characters. Not Kim Cattrall. She didn't want to be part of it. But they also announced that Big is going to be back. Chris Noth will be back as Carrie Bradshaw's love interest, Mr. Big, on the series that's going to be called And Just Like That, that takes a look at the ladies now in their 50s. John Corbett is going to be back as Carrie's ex-boyfriend Aiden on the show, so they begin production on that this summer. So hopefully we'll have that out sometime in the fall.
This is such a sad story about the School of Rock young actor and drummer, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Kevin Clark was his name, and in the motion picture, he played Spazzy McGee on the show, the drummer, as part of this band that was put together by the substitute teacher Jack Black's direction of putting this band together. But he was riding his bicycle very early yesterday morning in the Avondale neighborhood. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning, something like that. Somebody blew a red light and slammed right into him, and he was pronounced dead on arrival at Illinois Masonic Medical Center. Kevin Clark was only 32 years old. And really, after School of Rock, didn't really have much of a movie career. He veered off into music, where he played in lots of local bands. He was considered really a really well-respected percussionist by lots of local bands, and they're going to be doing some tributes to him at some of the clubs and venues over the weekend to pay tribute to Kevin Clark.
Another honor for Chadwick Boseman. This is a nice thing, isn't it?
It is. At his alma mater at Howard University, they are going to be renaming their School of Fine Arts for him. There will be a building and a new endowment, which will also be named for him in a little bit in the future. But it's kind of interesting because he graduated from Howard University with the bachelor's degree in the year 2000 when he was a student. He protested against the university's merging of the Fine Arts College into the College of Arts and Sciences, so that it would return by itself to be a College of Fine Arts as he wanted at the protest.
How about that?
And now named after him is an extra nice tribute to this talented young actor, only 43 years old when he died last year of colon cancer.
Finally, we have a date now for the Tonys, don't we?
We do. They just announced that the Tony Awards are going to be moved back to September now. They were going to be doing it a little bit earlier in the year to try to keep it in the month of June like they always do, but they have moved it back to September number one. But also because these award shows are just getting killed in the ratings, people are just not watching award shows like they used to. Because you can get the information online. There's a lot of different ways to find out who your winners are. But what they're going to do is give away the vast majority of the awards on a special two-hour show that will be on the Paramount Plus streaming service. And then later on, a two-hour special on CBS that will be almost all just performances from Broadway, only the performances. Plus, they'll give out the awards for best play, best musical, and best overall production of the year. So they're really trying to streamline it, trying to figure out a way to get people back to watching the Tony Awards.
All right. You just made it because the orchestra
I could hear them tuning up. I could hear them tuning up.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, Steve.